Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question number 11. So it is about Q11. First, I will read your question completely and then we go through each part of it. Hello Gopal, it feels as if sexuality is somehow still a taboo for me. Even though on some level I know that it makes no sense to hide it, that it's natural and okay to talk about and so on. The moment I really want to expose it or bring it into my honest sharing, I come in touch with so much charge that something blocks it from coming out. It feels as if this is the one part in my life which is still in the dark and I'm not sure how to change it. Would be very grateful to hear from you about that. Thank you very much. So, the first part, it feels as if sexuality is somehow still a taboo for me. Well, it's actually not sexuality, it's the emotions that come with it. That's the actual taboo. So we are not capable of talking about shame, of guilt, of insecurity, and so on. That's the actual taboo. And of course, I believe that almost everybody has, at least in a way, this issue. Even though on some level I know that it makes no sense to hide it, that it's natural and okay to talk about and so on, the moment I really want to expose it or bring it into my honest sharing, I come in touch with so much charge that something blocks it from coming out. Yeah, the mind realizes that something is not, well, not natural, that something is distorted. And the mind itself tries to overcome it, and this is not possible because the mind that has separated from the actual life force, from sexuality, from emotions, is what has helped you to survive childhood, but is now, today, the cause of all the trouble. So, the one, the mind, that is causing the trouble, wants to overcome the problems, and this is a contradiction, of course. And honest sharing is not about ignoring or crossing our borders. If you try to do something or to expose something for which you are not ready and you have to force yourself or you try to force yourself, this is not honest sharing. Honest sharing means that we communicate that what's there. And if there are borders and limits, we communicate the limits and the borders instead of trying to overcome them. So what you're talking about is not actually honest sharing. Honest sharing would be if you say, for example, there are some emotions or ideas that I am currently not able to talk about. Or in my mind is the idea that I'm not able to talk about sexuality. Yeah, you have to bring the problem on the table. You have to communicate the problem itself, the blockage itself, instead of trying to solve it. This is honest sharing. And it means, from the point of the nervous system, if you are not able to talk about something, that the nervous system, that your subconscious thinks or still thinks that the environment is not safe enough for this. So it makes no sense to force yourself against your nervous system. It is the opposite. It's the other way around. By communicating the limits, the blockages and the borders, the nervous system realizes by the reaction of the others that it's safe. So because if the limits and the problems and the borders are welcome, then you realize that that's what's below that is most probably also welcome, which means it is safe for you. So for the transformation, we don't have to force ourselves to do anything. Just that what's there is enough. You're right. It feels as if this is the one part in my life which is still in the dark and I'm not sure how to change it. Yet, as I said already, the mind cannot change it. The part of you who is saying this will dissolve if sexuality is not blocked anymore. Just to realize this is the so-called ego who's saying that, who's asking this question and who is desiring that. This part cannot survive this transformation. If you integrate sexuality in your life, this part of your being, the way you feel like that, the way you feel now, will be dissolved. The way you feel now, if you say I, this I, how you feel now, is based on the separation from sexuality, from direct life force, from the direct flow of the life force. So the ego cannot transform the ego. It's not possible. So again, the solution is not to overcome this problem. The solution is to communicate the problem in the way of the honest sharing. This is enough. This will do the transformation. For example, you could say to your partner, in my mind is the idea that I don't dare to talk about sexuality. Just that. This is the beginning. And then you will see that things will change. And then you look what you are able or what you are capable of communicating. And if you do that, it is according to your defense structure. It is according to your nervous system. You never have to force yourself for anything. This is not necessary. It's much easier. What you are talking about are parts of yourself that are far away from each other. The mind who wants to integrate sexuality and the sexuality itself, what has nothing to do with the mind, is far away from any concept. It is the direct life force, life directly. It has nothing to do with the mind, with thinking, with concepts, with control. If sexuality is there, you have absolutely no control in the sense of the ego. And if you want to control, there cannot be sexuality. Control needs to suppress it. And we need control only in a situation of danger. But if there is no danger, there is no need for control.